Hello, and welcome to Around It About Chattanooga. I'm your host, Michael Edward Miller. It's Wednesday, November 14th. Our show features the people, the places, and the cultural events that make Chattanooga, Tennessee, and the Southeast such an interesting place to live. And on today's show, we're talking about the Crossing the Cumberlands concert coming up November 17th at the Tivoli. It's got around 30 Americana artists performing. It's a benefit for the development of the Cumberland Trail and the protection of the natural resources along that 300-mile corridor. Bob Fulcher joins us to talk about it. He's the park manager of the Cumberland State Scenic Trail, and he's very knowledgeable about the music of this region. Fulcher is a folklorist who started the groundbreaking Tennessee State Parks Folklife Project.
One of the most exciting musicians, young musicians, that's playing right now is Sierra Hall. She is from a family in the northern part of Tennessee, was raised just below the Cumberland Mountains, but her family's been on the Cumberland Mountains for about 180 years, have a great heritage up there. Sierra is a young virtuoso with the mandolin, guitar, playing beautiful works. Another really wonderful musician that swept through what might be called early Americana is Chuck Mead. He and a partner, Chuck sat down in a bar, evidently, and started talking to a fellow about music, and they formed BR549, and they became a retro country band, an alt country band.
Well, the Beatles are squeaking, the guitar is speaking, and the band plays a jelly roll. Oh, the man on the drums is far from dumb, and the bass man, he plays from his soul.
They may have given the name to alt country as they held forth first on Lower Broad for a decade, and then began touring really all over the world, hearing, you might say, the gospel of Lower Broad, of real country, you might say, 50s and 60s, tough, raw, funny, hilarious, not following the rules always. And Chuck is coming to be with us. Those folks who know bluegrass and the banjo, and it's more modern phases, certainly know Tony Trischka. He's been called the godfather of new acoustic music. He was Bela Fleck's mentor. Bela can't be anywhere without giving credit to Tony. He always does. And Tony set the banjo free to go into new places, new rhythms, new ideas, and he plays in every style that he's ever been able to encounter, from African forms of music that were ancestral to the banjo and still contemporary with the banjo now, to classic banjo styles from the 19th century. He can do everything with it. So those are some of the folks that will be our hosts, and they'll be there not only to play their music, but to introduce the music of the Cumberlands to the people right here who live at the foot in the Queen City of the Cumberlands, Chattanooga, but who will hear, without a doubt, some music that they have never heard in their life and probably will never hear again in our concert at the Tivoli.
It's a benefit for the Cumberland Trail. Why is the Cumberland Trail so significant to this area?
Well, this is the great gateway to the Cumberland Trail. The southern terminus will be at the Signal Mountain area. Historically, it was at Prentice Cooper State Forest. And the Cumberland Trail runs north then all the way to Cumberland Gap. It will be eventually part of another wonderful long-distance trail system called the Great Eastern Trail, with a access trail coming right out of downtown Chattanooga and running into our Cumberland Trail around Soddy Daisy and letting travelers hike from Alabama forward to all the way to central New York.
If you're just tuning in, I'm speaking with Bob Fulcher about a concert coming up November 17th to benefit the Cumberland Trail. Fulcher is very knowledgeable about the music of this region. Fulcher is a folklorist who started the groundbreaking Tennessee State Parks Folklife Project. Here's more of our conversation. You're planning to have a tribute to Emma Bell Miles during the concert, and I think she's one of the lesser-known writers, really should be more well-known than she is. Who are some of the kind of unknown gems you've discovered throughout your career and your passion through this, like Emma Bell Miles?
Well, Emma Bell Miles has a unique place in American music scholarship. She wrote one of the first credible articles in Tennessee, and certainly an important article for our country in 1904 that was published in Harper's Magazine, a national magazine. And at that point, she was married, living with a husband who was a mountain man. And she lived a very difficult life following that because they had very little. But she had a lot in her mind, and those were the riches that she cherished and explored and added and nurtured. And her observations about music from our backyard here, some of them were unprecedented. And they were beautiful. They remain important. And so we will have a bit of a shout out to Emma Miles, who lived in Chattanooga for a time, but wrote from the mountain. And so many of the other things that we will try to present in our program are things that are not often heard. We're going to have the last group, the last family connected to a living tradition of balladry. Sitting on the stage there, they've only sung a couple times in their lives before an audience, and they're going to bring the songs out of the Hicks family tradition. Now, in downtown Nashville, at the Bicentennial Mall, our state official mall, there's a court of three stars with 100 monuments to the greatest musicians in Tennessee history. Well, the Hicks family is there. People don't know who they are. But those that come will hear that remarkable stream of balladry that lasted there. It's almost has no comparison, you know. There, in Tennessee or possibly in our country, the repertoire that they had. So that'll be a lot of fun to have them with us, We'll also give a shout-out to the Cumberland's connection to skiffle music. Now, Richard Wenham here at UTC will tell you that skiffle, gave birth to British rock and roll, and there is no question about it. There is not one British rocker who was not influenced by this late 1950s folk music movement, where folk music was reorganized into sort of a jug band kind of approach. But then a few people brought into it some special things. We're having that because the Cumberlands have a couple really interesting connections to the skiffle explosion of the late 50s in England. And that shall be revealed at our concert. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're focused on the music of the two greatest skiffle artists in England. One was Lonnie Donegan, and one was Johnny Duncan, who was born on Windrock Mountain in the Northern Cumberlands, right next to the Cumberland Trail.
How can people get tickets?
The tickets are on sale online, of course, and at the Tivoli. It's November 17th, 7 p.m. Tickets can also be bought at the door. I guess any day that the box office is open. And I sure hope that folks will help support the Cumberland Trail. If you love the Cumberland Trail, this is a great place to be. If you love American music, this is a great place to be. And we're going to have a lot of fun through this concert. We're going to have a great diversity that won't stop until we close the doors to the place.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
That was Bob Fulcher talking about the Cumberland Trail Benefit Concert coming up November 17th at the Tivoli. That's it for Roundabout Chattanooga. I'm your host, Michael Edward Miller. If you have questions, comments, or story ideas, email me, mike-miller@utc.edu.